We are at war with China. And the CCP's greatest weapon? Sex warfare and honeypot spies. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Now, I know I've been starting off these episodes complaining about YouTube secretly unsubscribing people or not notifying you of new episodes, but I want to change things up and talk about something positive. You guys have been so incredible in supporting the show over the years. All the comments, all the passion, and I don't think I've done a good job telling you just how much that meant to me over the years. So thank you to everyone who's been a part of Operation Honeypot. It really helps with showing YouTube just how engaged our amazing fan base truly is, so let's keep it up. Comment below with the honeypot emoji to stick it to YouTube and tell them that we know why their fingers are so sticky. And speaking of sticky fingers, the U.S. has a honey problem. Honey traps, that is. I wish I had state secrets to leak. But alas, they seem to prefer targeting tech and military professionals to steal U.S. secrets. I don't know why everyone's making such a big deal out of this. The solution's simple, and it's a solution we can learn from ancient China. Those sectors should exclusively hire eunuchs. Now, this is no secret. We've known about this sex warfare for years. Remember Fang Fang, anyone? That's definitely something that California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell wouldn't know anything about. If you've been a loser your whole life and attractive women are suddenly interested, always assume they're a spy, a dork. But the problem is only getting worse. For example, the chief intelligence officer at Panmure Consulting, which gives risk management advice to companies that do business with China, said that he's getting an enormous number of very sophisticated LinkedIn requests from the same type of attractive young Chinese woman. It really seems to have ramped up recently. Clearly, this is because he's a total stud the ladies can't resist. Or spies. Yeah, probably spies. Now, he also told a story about two attractive Chinese women who tried to get into an invitation-only business conference he was hosting, saying, "It's a phenomenon, and I will tell you, it's weird." And I gotta say, after I heard about that, I decided to log into my LinkedIn for the first time in years, and you know what? Not a single message. What, am I not good enough to honey trap or something? Anyway, apparently this is a common problem for everyone but me. One former U.S. counterintelligence official talked about a case he investigated recently where an attractive Russian woman came to the U.S. to work in the aerospace industry and then married a colleague. The only problem? She had previously gone to a Russian quote-unquote soft power school and appeared to be trying to make her way into the American military space innovation community. He said, showing up, marrying a target, having kids with the target, and conducting a lifelong collection operation, it's very uncomfortable to think about, but it's so prevalent. That's pretty horrifying. I'm glad I know my wife is pure and sure. A lovely flower she is. America needs to do something about the male loneliness epidemic before young men turn towards building families with foreign adversaries. A former American national security analyst says all of this show that the CCP understands how to work within the American system in plain sight, and that China is targeting our startups, our academic institutions, our innovators, our DOD-funded research projects. It's all intertwined as part of China's economic warfare strategy. Of course, both China and Russia say they're not engaged in intellectual property theft. It's just they're more technologically advanced than the West, or soon will be. And China outright denies spying of any kind, especially honey trap spying. I wonder if Xi Jinping doesn't want to bring up honey because he wouldn't want anyone coming to an unfortunate conclusion about his appearance. But everyone knows that's a lie. Back in February, the House Committee on Homeland Security reported that the CCP was behind more than 60 espionage cases in the U.S. over the past 4 years that we know of. And the Commission on the Theft of American Intellectual Property has estimated that the theft of trade secrets costs the U.S. taxpayer up to $600 billion a year, with China being the biggest culprit. No surprises there. And not all of the people stealing these trade secrets are official spies. Another anonymous senior U.S. counterintelligence official pointed out that the Chinese Communist Party is using a whole-of-society approach, which could enable everyone and anyone to potentially become an operative. Just how enticing are Xi's DM skills? You should teach a course. He'd raise so much money he wouldn't even need to steal anymore. Of course, not all this spying and theft is being done by honey traps. There are also foreign workers and students here on visas who don't engage in any kind of risque behavior. And not all of that is voluntary. What would you do if the CCP threatened your family and friends back home in China? The problem is, it's everywhere. Some foreign spies pose as commercial headhunters on professional networking sites, either for recruitment or information gathering purposes. It's common enough that the United Kingdom's National Protective Security Authority even put out this PSA.
Hi, I'm really impressed with your profile. I represent an international recruitment company and have an opportunity with an overseas client that I think you'd be interested in. Let's connect and discuss further. I'll send you my user details so that we can talk more privately. And once we connect, perhaps you can let a few secrets slip out about what you do and who you know. We'll try to make it feel harmless, but you'll be giving us valuable information that we'll put to all sorts of use.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government has warned startup companies not to enter international pitch competitions, which often end up coming with serious strings attached, like requirements to start a business in China. Obviously, all this is a serious threat to the United States' national security and economy, and it does seem that Washington is aware of this threat and is even trying to tackle it. For example, earlier this year, the U.S. banned government personnel in China from having romantic or sexual relationships with Chinese citizens. I imagine for some of these employees, not hooking up was not a problem or anything new. And there are plenty of honey traps, both Russian and Chinese, who have been arrested for espionage or outed by journalists. Some, like Anna Chapman, undeniably attractive. Others, well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so I'll let you decide. But they're just the tip of the iceberg. And if the male loneliness epidemic has taught us anything, it's that there are a lot of vulnerable young men out there. So clearly, a lot more needs to be done, and fast. Until they come up with a better solution, I still think exclusively hiring eunuchs is the best option. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to our exclusive website, ChinaUncensored.tv, where I post content that isn't on YouTube, and you can interact directly with Shelley, Matt, and me, and the rest of the team. It only costs as much as a bag of coffee, so thanks for your support. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.